My name is Adele McDowell. I'm 14 years old, and I'm from Johnson, Vermont. The name of my poem is Waterfalls. Dappled sun that finds its way through the leaves and branches draws patterns on my arms, and it's a funny kind of quiet here. The sound, muffled by the rushing waterfalls. A little chill creeps up my legs and arms, and I almost give in to the shiver. Toes curled against the slick moss. Black rock. Here a shard of glass from a beer bottle someone smashed. Some idiot found their way into this sanctuary. Letting my towel fall from my shoulders and taking a tiny step forward, deep, black water, cliff undercut and waterfalls tumbling down above, a log across one of the falls, I walked it once. Slick and terrifying, but only to show off. Now voices drift to me over the dull sound of the falls, friends coming. I got here first, ran all the way along the narrow path to be the first one in, and now they're here. Better jump and fast. Body contradicts me, no, too cold. But mind over matter, and a gasp escapes my lips but is cut off as I plunge under, body in a straight line, deep, deeper until my toes touch the bottom and my hands search frantically for a rock to carry up, not too small, but not too large to swim upward with either. Got one and kick hard, head pounding, chest aching from holding my breath, break the surface finally, laughing, swim to the edge. Now they're here, moms with packed lunches and towels, little kids who squeal with delight, and my friends hesitating a little, but one by one they jump in to join me, and some of them scream at the cold, but soon the water feels perfect, we could stay in all day. When the first of us starts to shiver, we resist it, but it spreads, it's contagious, and soon our arms and legs are shaking. And, teeth clacking, blue lips and shivering bodies, we clamber out of the water, towels spread on a big rock, desperately trying to soak in the warmth of the few rays of sun that fall across us. When we're not soaking anymore, only damp, someone suggests we go in again. We're undecided, the hairs on our arms still stand on end, and the occasional shiver spasms through us. And the magic words, "Well, I'm going in," concrete our resolve. And we jump, and it's harder this time, our lips turn blue faster. But as we're leaving, we yearn for more. We should do this every week, and can't we stay? But parents have things to do and places to be, and one last look over our shoulders is all we get. One last look at the great roaring falls is all we get. But it'll be there for us. For me, nearly in my backyard, only 2 miles through the woods. And for them, no more than a 15-minute drive. We'll be back.